Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
Anna Logan, everybody, and welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio from Digital Ignition here in Alpharetta. I'm Mike Salmon alongside John Ray. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Doing well. The weather outside is frightful. An ugly day in, is it March yet? Yes.
And we floated in here.
Yes. Yeah. We're building the ark as we speak outside.
You got it.
But inside it's nice. And we've got three wonderful guests here in the studio. And we're excited about today's show. Joining us here in the studio is Jeff Petrie from Georgia Power, Tommy Heaton from Small Business Development Center at Georgia State, and Bob Woosley from Frazier and Dieter. And we've got some exciting news about a partnership between Business Radio X and Frazier Dieter, which we will announce later on in the show. But let's start with Jeff Petrie with Georgia Power. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here in the studio. Talk about Georgia Power. We kind of know what Georgia Power is all about, but give us a brief overview of Georgia Power and what you do for the company.
Yeah, so Georgia Power Company, as most of you know, we serve 2.4 million customers. We provide your electrical needs throughout Georgia. We're in most of the counties, except for four, with the goal of keeping the lights on and giving you a product that is at a very low rate. When the lights go out, we try to get you back on quickly. My role is that of a role of area manager. An area manager is a point person for a defined area. For my area, it's Metro North, which includes North DeKalb, North Fulton, and Forsyth. Within that footprint, I've got 10, 11 cities, which means 10 mayors and 10 councils and 10 city managers, as well as 11 state reps, four state senators, county commissioners, all the way down to about 700,000 of our 2.4 million customers. So quite a dense area. My role is to proactively communicate with all the above to give high-level information on things such as rate cases and fuel cases, Plant Vogtle construction, all the way down to nickel and dime stuff like why do my lights go out and what are you doing to get my lights back on?
Well, we are honored you're here today. How you even have time to come in and do an interview is with all those people you've got to stay in touch with. Days like today, when sometimes the weather gets a little iffy, you're probably a little, I don't want to say stressed, but it's a little, you know, you never know, the phone could start ringing anytime.
You're absolutely right. When the sun's not shining, we worry just a little bit, but the wind didn't seem to be blowing too much, so we're going to be okay.
So, Jeff, that's a huge area, a growing area, lots of business going on. To what role do you play in economic development in that area?
Well, that's I wear a couple hats with that. I partner with our folks downtown, but my role is to keep my eyes open for cranes going up. I'm also engaged throughout the footprint, particularly at the North Fulton Chamber of Commerce, which I'm chairing this year, to engage, to help bring business to the region. So as the region goes, Metro goes, and if Metro goes well, so does the state. And if all that's going well, Georgia Power is doing well.
So we'll get to the chamber in a minute. You obviously had plenty of time on your hands, right? So you took on the chamber. But one more thing about Georgia Power. So what's the question you get asked most from your customers?
Well, I just got asking. It's about restoration when the lights go out. We had a major event back in September, Hurricane Irma. We had 1.7 million of our 2.4 million customers out. Unfortunately, that was a five-day event. We didn't get our last customers on until 5 days into it. So the question becomes, from those customers who are out 5 days, why am I out last? Are you playing favorites? And the answer is no. We have a very planned out restoration procedure. When the lights go out, we focus on public safety, critical customers, as well as hospitals and nursing homes. From there, we go down to what fix can we what fix can we make to get the most customers back on? So if I can spend 5 or 6 hours and get 5 customers on versus 1,000, I'm going to go to 1,000. So at the end of an event, we're getting the onesies, twosies, and it's very frustrating for those customers, but we feel that and we're committed to 24/7 operation during outages.
So I'm on the board, the Greater North Fulton Chamber, and I say that just to say I see what you do for the chamber. So thank you for that. Thank you for your service there. Talk about the role you play there and what you're doing as chairman, because you've got a big job there.
Yeah, so I'll kind of build into that. I've been at 5 years now. I got on board with Leadership North Fulton to get to know the area. I got on the board. Within a year, I was on the executive committee doing focus on workforce development, so trying to understand businesses in North Fulton, what their projected job needs were, and that boils down to technology and nursing, and then communicate that information back to the school systems to let them know, hey, this is where the jobs are going to be. This is what we need to teach our children to get ready for. That morphed over into getting more involved on the leadership side with Leadership North Fulton. So we've made some small changes to a great program, and we continue to be robust with that. And now I've accepted, and I'm 3 months into being the chairman of 2018, which is a bigger job than I thought it was going to be.
We're talking with Jeff Petrie. He is the Georgia Power Company Metro North Area Manager. And, you know, talking about your time that you're serving now as the chairman of the board for the Greater North Fulton Chamber of Commerce, obviously you come to the board with ideas and things that are close to you and things that you hold dear to your heart. What are some things that you would like to see the board and the chamber get more involved in?
That's a great question. And if you would have asked me that 6 months ago, my answer would have been regionalism and focusing on our 2016 strategic plan, which we commissioned. Well, that changed in October, November, when our current then president and CEO, Brandon Beach, came to me and current chair, sitting chair then, Roger Lusby, and said, guys, I'm stepping down, going to work for the CID. So my mission changed then to trying to figure out, first and foremost, who our new leader was going to be. Great work by Brandon for 15 years. He agreed to stay on through January. We've been marching through a process, tedious process, but good process to find our next leader to take it for the next 15 years.
So that's been a big story lately with Brandon stepping down. We've had him on the show a couple times, and he's been a great leader. But now looking for a new president and a CEO of the Greater North Fulton Chamber. What's the latest? What can you share with us today?
Well, the timing is perfect. We started with 100 candidates. We narrowed it to 26 on paper. Sat down with 6. Had a first round of interviews about a month ago. Narrowed it down to 2. Brought those 2 back 2 weeks ago. And out of that, we have our candidate, which we've come to terms with as recently as 2 days ago. This is the first forum to be announced. Callie Boatwright, current president and CEO of the Douglas County Chamber, will be coming to the Greater North Fulton Chamber of Commerce on her first day, will be April 9th. She's got a great body of work. She took a chamber 13 years ago that was near bankruptcy, propped it up to a very successful chamber now. Financial books are great. Membership is energized. We are very fortunate to have her. We're looking forward to it.
Great work. That's very exciting, Jeff. So talk about what she brings to the chamber. And I guess from a leadership point of view, you mentioned some of her past success. She comes to a chamber that's, you know, a little bit different in terms of the scope that the Greater North Fulton Chamber has. And obviously we're looking at some things for our chamber here over the next few years that you want to see her execute. Talk about this strategic plan and what you see her fitting in there.
Yeah, so she is absolutely jumping up. I think her chamber now is about one half the size of where we are, and it'll be a third of where we want to go it to. So we're at about 1.6 million in revenue now. For me personally, within the next 3 years, I would love it to be more than 2 million. What she brings is she brings chamber operations, which will be great for the current staff. She also brings regional relationships of Metro and the region, which I think is going to be great for our chamber. She's also got a marketing background, which will help us grow revenue. As far as executing the plan. The plan will be growing revenue. We have a lot of potential out here to get more folks engaged.
Yeah, and I think too, it's you've got a lot of diversity out here. You know, in terms of different cities, different size of businesses, right? From big corporations down to small businesses. So there's a lot of pieces to pull together.
I agree with that, John. So there's a lot of people, a lot of great businesses and great cities out here who are very happy about being on their own. It's my position and the chamber's position that if we can find solidarity across the region, it's going to make our region even stronger. And I think she can be the bridge or the bond to many of these entities.
And you're in a position, I think, Jeff, as you know, a Georgia Power representative, area manager, to see what these companies are looking for when they locate. I mean, they're not looking at one particular city. They're looking at an area. They're looking at a region. And I think sometimes we on the ground in our parochialism lose track of that, right?
That's right. I mean, some of these entities think they're the best thing since sliced bread, and they are very good. But they're really not that much different than many others in the regions. But you're right. These companies are looking for a viable workforce. They're looking for transportation. They're looking for housing. So there's a number of things they're looking for that are consistent across the region.
Jeff, I want to thank you for coming in for a few minutes this morning here on Business Radio X. You said, how long have you been at Georgia Power? You told me before the show?
34 years now.
That's great. And the congratulations on finding a successor at the chamber. Congratulations to Callie Boatwright. Typically, we don't break news here on Business Radio X, but the timing was right. So thank you for sharing that as well. For those that would like to find out more about Georgia Power, look into your services and so forth, where can they get that type of information?
GeorgiaPower.com is the best place to go, and it hits customer service and sales all the way down to the restoration procedures that I talked about earlier.
Yeah, so everything you need, just go to the website. Jeff, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jeff Petrie with Georgia Power here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Well, for those out there that are tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business, well, Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. They handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. They handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. They don't just process payrolls, they build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031.
It's all true. We use them here at Business Radio X.
We love those folks, Tom and Ella and the whole gang.
Yep. Our next guest here on the program, Tommy Heaton. He is a consultant with Small Business Development Center at Georgia State. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Great to have you here. Small Business Development Center at Georgia State. I know you work with a lot of small businesses here in the area. Talk about what you do.
What we do is we endeavor to bring educational programs to business owners in the state of Georgia. And that sounds broad because it is broad. We do classes ranging from helping people start a business from nothing to helping people get access to capital, existing businesses. We've been involved with marketing plans, full-scale business plans. Really, any company that fits a small business description in Georgia, we want to help them if we can.
Can you give us a couple examples of clients that you work with?
Absolutely. And the examples come every week. So I've not had a boring meeting yet. I met with a gentleman the other day who is wanting to start a barbershop. So pretty simple business model there. He's going to cut hair and get paid to do it. He's been in the business for 25 years. He wants to do it on his own. But we've also worked with companies that are selling high-tech equipment. Stuff that science-wise is over my head, but from a sales strategy, we go pretty deep with them, trying to figure out how to help their business model. So, wide range of companies. I met with a number of physicians and professionals with a practice that are looking to take their practice to a different level, or perhaps uncover some issues that might be happening with their business.
So lots of different industries, but the same business principles apply to all businesses. Absolutely. To some degree. So what are some of the challenges that you see out there for small businesses as they open and grow?
Yeah, one of the challenges that I see in particular, I'm a banker by trade and a finance person. So a lot of times people come to me with that sort of need. So financing growth is a challenge in this environment. The economy is obviously it's doing much better than where we were, say, 10 years ago. But still, there is for some companies that are strong and doing well, they're finding credit to be tight. So funding growth is a challenge. To be sure, regulations continue to be a challenge. I met with a business owner the other day who was pretty much stuck on how he could move his price, which makes it very challenging for the small business owner to compete with the Amazons of the world. And so that's certainly a challenge. By and large, when I say a company wants to go to the next level, oftentimes what they mean is it's going to necessitate them stepping away from day-to-day operations. Finding somebody to manage your company and provide as much care and expertise as you have in managing the company is a challenge, to say the least, and almost impossible to find. So that stage of growth, very difficult for business owners. We try to provide some assistance along the way.
Now, are there industries in Georgia that our listeners might be interested in that you've been working with?
Yeah, we get... I know people in our state are familiar with the strong push that the state has made in the film industry. But I think people would be surprised to know how wide that goes. There are so many ancillary companies that come. Had a call last week. A lady wants to purchase some property, rent it out to production companies. People moving here from California who are used to this sort of creative filmmaking environment, and they want to start individual here in Alpharetta wanted to start his own music production company, but while he's doing film related things. So this film industry movement to our state, I think is making an impact even beyond that, which we would know about. Another industry, which is kind of interesting, is we get calls about every week is brewing. And there have been so many things that have opened up from a legal perspective in the last few years in that industry that have allowed the little guy to get involved in that. It has gotten to the point where the industry may be almost saturated, mm-hmm. because everyone has got their idea on how to do it better than the guy who's doing it now. But brewery is very popular, and of course here in North Fulton, the tech industry is tremendous. I don't think that's a surprise to anyone, but it is, it's amazing. You can go on the line and find some incredible statistics about what Fulton County's doing in tech.
We've had a lot of tech companies, John, on this show. Of course, we had a brewer on not too long ago.
We did.
As well.
We cover the waterfront here.
For those listening, Tommy, and we're talking with Tommy Heaton with the Small Business Development Center at Georgia State, and they're an entrepreneur, or they're starting their business, or they want to grow their business, and they would love to get some consultation and get a little help, a little direction. How does that work? The costs involved? Is it provided by the state, or how does that engagement work?
Right, and that's why we exist, to provide that consultation. One-on-one consultation with myself or any of our consultants in the state of Georgia, there is no cost. It's taxpayer funded. And so we'd be glad to at least discuss with any of our business owners or management personnel how we might be able to help them. We like for them to, people starting a business, to have something of a business plan in mind prior to a meeting, or else it's going to be a pretty quick meeting. Hey, go write your business plan. But no, we're an open door, and they can call our office or certainly email our office. We also offer classes, and I want to mention our capstone program is called Grow Smart. There is a cost involved in some of our classes, and in this one starts in a month. So you've got a month to go online and check that class out. It's Tuesdays during April. And we want to encourage all of our business owners who think they really want to dig into their business and see how far they can take it to check out our Grow Smart class. And you can find that on our website. Can I mention that now?
Is that okay? Yeah, it'd be a great timing.
All right. So it's just Georgia SBDC, Small Business Development Center. So GeorgiaSBDC.org is how to find us on the web.
Well, if you're a small business or looking to grow your business, it just seems to make sense to contact you. Are there businesses or industries that you can help?
Well, there are businesses that sometimes, you know, you're trying to size up the individual and the business. And, you know, it's not often, but I have had the conversation where I carefully let the individual know, I don't think this is for you. And that's sort of a point of personal conviction. I don't want somebody to waste resources and time and perhaps put themselves in some type of financial hardship if I don't believe in the concept or I don't think that they're equipped to do it. Really, my biggest need, if some of our lenders out there are listening, I would love to meet you. Of course, we've got a lot of people that help us out on the SBA side, on the commercial side. The folks that can't qualify for conventional lending, there are ways to get there are ways to access capital. It's hard for me to find, and we know it's hard for them to find. So, I'm kind of putting the word out on the street that we would love to speak with any of our lenders who do unconventional or possibly startup loans.
Now, I've worked with you, Tommy, on clients that I think need your help, and I know some of your other colleagues. And I think what's important for people to know is the experience that you and your colleagues bring to the table. I mean, you're an ex-banker. You've got entrepreneurs that contribute their time to this, and so people are getting a real value here with the knowledge that you bring to the table.
Right. We certainly like to think so, and we are all of our consultants in Georgia are MBAs. For what that's worth, we like to think that we did that program and completed that degree for a reason. By the way, mine's from Georgia State University. So proud of that distinction. My experience is in lending, but we're all equipped, I think, to handle some marketing questions. Now we do have we have a young lady in the office now that just came on. She ran her own company, a family company, and so in some instances we'll bring alongside another consultant that's got, say, more of a expert type knowledge base on a particular subject. So I feel like we can certainly provide value for our business owners in Georgia.
Well, it's a wonderful service you provide, Tommy, for those again, and I know you gave the website, but for those that would like to find out more information, go ahead and give the website or any other contact information you'd like to share.
Yeah, our phone number at the office there is area code 404-413-7830. We'd be glad to visit with you.
And the website one last time.
It's GeorgiaSBDC.org.
Tommy Heaton with the Small Business Development Center at Georgia State. Thank you so much for coming on in.
Mike, I heard you talking about me last week, by the way. You know, our show goes into podcasts.
Uh-oh.
And so you were talking about how I drink all the coffee around here at Digital Ignition.
You sure I said that?
You said that.
I guess it's out there, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's out there. But let me tell everybody about all the great things that happen at Digital Ignition, because it is the ultimate place for entrepreneurs to work, innovate, learn, establish, and grow their companies. Nestled within a 45,000 square foot building is an open floor plan with co-working office space, dedicated desk, private offices, meeting rooms, event space, a classroom, a video recording studio, a fantastic break room with outdoor patio, and all the fresh ground coffee you can drink. And yes, I will let you have it. If you want great co-working as well as space, which impresses investors, customers, and future employees, visit digitalignition.com.
All right. So you do listen to the show even when you're not here.
Well, I got to hear what you're saying, man.
That's what I got out of that.
Yep.
Okay. Our third guest, I'm just going to just ignore that and move on. Our next guest is Bob Woosley with Frazier and Dieter. Am I pronouncing the last name right, Bob?
Yes, you are.
Okay, great. And you're a national practice leader in private equity. Talk about Frazier and Dieter and your role with the company.
Well, great. Thank you, Mike and John, for having me. And thank you, Jeff and Tommy. I've really enjoyed hearing what you guys are doing. And it's great to hear what's going on in North Fulton. So Frazier and Dieter, we have an office here in North Fulton, one of the few professional service firms that have one here. Some of the larger firms. We're the 56th largest firm in the country. We're the second fastest growing firm in the United States. And I happen to be Frazier Dieter's first employee from way back, you know, back in the 1982, so I'm aging myself a little bit. But we're a full service CPA firm. We've got a dual strategy. We've been expanding around the country and also investing heavily here in North Fulton. So we have offices in New York, Philadelphia, Las Vegas, Tampa, Nashville, for example. And so we're used to explosive growth. In North Fulton, we took a step back and this a few years ago, and we said, wow, look at all the unbelievable industry growth that's going on out here. Tommy mentioned the technology industry. I'd also want to mention, you know, the payment processing industry, data security. It's just fabulous. So we had a partner, Roger Lesby, who you mentioned earlier, who has been in a leadership role at the North Fulton Chamber of Commerce. And he came to the partners and said, look, we really need to get involved, and not just involved from a downtown Atlanta CPA firm, but just, you know, roll up our sleeves, get involved in this community, which we saw galvanizing. And we decided to invest. And so we opened an office first on Preston Ridge, not that far from here. And then I think we announced our office at Avalon, where we'll be. We took a look at the other professional service providers, some of the larger law firms and CPA firms, and we just didn't see anybody actually getting involved, you know, with feet on the street and having families here. So we took that step. We've been extremely pleased with it. We've been involved in a lot of different ways. Our partners have moved their families here from other areas of the city, and it's just been going great. So that's a little bit about Fraser and Dieter.
Now, Mike and I were at your office out here in Alpharetta, Bob,
yeah,
a few weeks ago, seeing Roger. Beautiful office. I mean, right there on Old Milton, so it's pretty easy for people to find right there in Avalon. But I'm interested in your culture. I mean, that's one of the things that I think seems to set Fraser and Dieter apart. Talk about that.
Well, thanks. Culture is kind of an amorphous thing, you know,
sure,
to really look at. But, you know, if you take a step back, it's all about relationships. And it's hard to distinguish between one CPA firm and another CPA firm. I mean, we all do tax and audit and consulting, although we're awesome and we think we do it better than anybody. But our brand promises investing in relationships to make a difference. So what does that mean? You know, you have to get involved behind the numbers. You have to understand with these companies and these businesses, what are their goals and their aspirations, and how can we help beyond just reporting audit results or doing tax work. And I think the proof's in the pudding. You know, we have an unbelievable retention rate, both from the client standpoint and the our staff standpoint, one of the lowest turnover rates in the country. And we got profiled, we got involved in this thing. It's I don't know all the details, but there was a guy that wrote a book that it has a program associated with Harvard University, and it's called a DDO, Deliberately Developmental Organization, being deliberate about how you develop your people. And we've been involved in that. We've been written up in a book, and our people are all in on that. And it's just, it's, you know, I guess our philosophy is if you take care of your people, give them opportunity, you know, really mentor and nurture your own people, then they take care of your clients. And that's what we're seeing happen.
I'm glad you brought it up, Bob, because when I was at the open house a few weeks ago, I talked to a lot of the people that worked there, and it did seem like a very friendly culture, because some people may see Fraser and Dieter and go, wow, that's a big firm. You mentioned offices all over the country.
Yes.
Yet you feel like when you're working with Fraser and Dieter, you're still getting that attention to detail, that small town feel. You already mentioned relationships. You're getting that personal attention that you might be surprised you're getting from such a big firm.
Yeah, we're always a big firm. You know, I mentioned when I started, we're three people. And Roger, who runs our North Fulton office, is, you know, he was number four. So it's in our DNA to be entrepreneurial, to try to differentiate ourselves. And yeah, we work, you know, we're fortunate. We're working with some of the larger, you know, clients in the country right now. But you know, as Tommy, as you were talking about, the small business and startups and you know, people who have dreams and trying to, you know, gain traction. That's in our DNA. So hopefully that comes out. And I appreciate you saying that.
Well, you know, speaking of that, as evidence, I mean, you're an entrepreneur yourself. I mean, beyond just the building of Frazier & Dieter. So you left for a while to start your own firm. So you really bring some on the ground experience to that.
Yeah,
Talk about that.
I lost my mind there for a while and did that. But, you know, it's time he was talking about all the classes that that you give. I wish that you'd had that when I did it. But yeah, it's people can talk about being an entrepreneur and doing a startup. And I did a fintech startup. It's a company that's still out there doing great. But man, it's not for the mild and meek. I mean, you know, it's the test of manhood or womanhood. And, you know, raising capital and, you know, getting an idea started when, you know, people want to, like you're talking about financing, Tommy. You know, people want to see that you have traction, but yet you have to build your product before you get traction. It's a tough thing. So, but you know, one thing about Frazier & Dieter is that, you know, we're super entrepreneurial there, and that's what keeps me engaged. You know, we're starting new business lines, doing some really innovative things in private equity and risk and control work that other firms aren't doing. So that's what, when I came back to Frazier & Dieter, it was about that, you know, like let's keep creating, keep differentiating ourselves, even though some people might see it as a commodity service. It certainly isn't that. But thanks for mentioning my entrepreneurial background.
I think what's really cool too, you talk about Frazier & Dieter differentiating yourself from other firms, and always looking for the next something different. And I think one of those things is something that we're excited to announce here, and that is that on March 20th, we'll be debuting a new show here on Business Radio X, underwritten by Frazier & Dieter. It's going to be at 10 o'clock in the morning on March 20th. Of course, if you can't listen live, we'll have the podcast on businessradiox.com. And the show is not really all just about Frazier & Dieter and your work, but my understanding is you're going to highlight some of your clients and put the spotlight on some of the people that you serve. So again, just looking for different ways to add value to what you're already offering.
Yeah, I hope it's very little about Frazier & Dieter, to be honest with you. I know that's still on the drawing table and we're excited about it, But I think the interesting thing for your listeners would be the stories and the unbelievable things that people are doing out there in the business community, what they're creating. You know, it's a great time to be in business right now. It's crazy what's going on out there. You take a step back, you look at cryptocurrency, blockchain, and just all these unbelievable things that are happening, and you know, the digital revolution. So you know, I think if we could focus on the stories from our clients and tell, you know, there'll certainly be probably things that we say that how we were involved in it. But I think the real stories are what's happening with the business, you know, people out there and what they're creating.
It's really cool what John and I get to do every week, because you mentioned the cryptocurrency. We've got BitPay coming on a show soon.
Nice.
Of course,
that's
they
right.
work with Bitcoin. They're the biggest distributor of Bitcoin, and so we're going to find out what's going on there. So it's North Fulton is a great area to be doing something like what we're doing every day.
Absolutely,
it's a hotbed. Yep. I mean, seriously.
Well, Bob, great work at Frazier & Dieter. We're excited about our partnership. I'm excited to finally get to meet you, and we're looking forward to the show that's going to debut on March 20th. For those that would like to find out more about your services, look into Frazier & Dieter. Where can they get more information?
Okay, great. So the website is www.fraserdieter.com. It's all one word. You could go in there and find our different offices. So I would encourage people just to go hit the our Alpharetta office page. You know, Roger Lusby would be a great person to reach out to. And a lot of you probably know Roger at the North Fulton Chamber. Yeah. You know, his email would be roger.lusby@fraserdieter.com. You know, certainly contact me. I'm bob.woosley. We're always person.person, you know, or name.name@fraserdieter.com.
Great. Well, Bob, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bob Woosley with Frazier & Dieter here on North Fulton Business Radio. Also want to thank our other guest, Jeff Petrie with Georgia Power, and Tommy Heaton with the Small Business Development Center at Georgia State. A quick reminder, you can listen to this episode or any of our North Fulton Business Radio shows anytime, 24/7, by going to businessradiox.com. You can also download any of these shows on iTunes. They're also all over social media, so check us out on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and everywhere else. Again, thank you for your listenership. And John, any parting words?
No. And actually, get on iTunes and review us, right?
Yeah, give us a review.
Yeah, give us a review.
That helps.
Yeah, a five star.
Yeah, if you're not going to review five star, then don't waste your time.
That's right. Yeah, ignore us. But yeah, give us a five star review and love us.
Great. And thanks to Trey, of course, for all his work behind the scenes. For John and Trey and the whole crew here, I'm Mike, and we'll see you next time right here on North Fulton Business Radio.